Good afternoon, everyone. Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures, and we'll take a look at how your grain markets closed this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Well, I got myself a time machine with Trimble Easy Pilot Steering System. Hooked up with a Trimble CFX 750 display and CenterPoint RTX, Easy Pilot helps me make time with precision guidance that's steering me to better stands, more efficient harvest, and bigger yields. And I get it all done faster and with a lot less stress. Make yourself some time and make farming more efficient and profitable. The Trimble Easy Pilot Steering System is available at Livingston Machinery in Altus, Chickasha, or Fairview.
In wheat research, OSU and its licensed Oklahoma wheat farmers make up a national championship team. OSU researchers use their broad expertise to create winning varieties for farmers. Farmers are proud that their purchase of OSU licensed varieties is an investment in Oklahoma State's world-class wheat research. Researchers helping farmers, farmers helping researchers. In the end, it leads to the nation's best wheat genetics. To find out more about OSU wheat varieties, log on to okgenetics.com. That's okgenetics.com.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
We were mixed today in the grain futures, a little bit weaker in the corn and wheat futures, and soybeans were about a penny higher to finish the day today. There's been a lot of movement over the last, really since the end of last week in that USDA report on Friday, but the beans have rallied 60 cents off of their lows. They've been from about $12.50 in January all the way up to their current spot at $13.15. We're above the 50-day moving average, which is 13.03.5. So there's a lot of indications here and reasons for these funds to defend that long position and to keep buying it. Now, most people don't believe we'll get back up to the $14 level that it hit in August and the 1st of September, but there's still a lot of people believing that it's still got some positive momentum at this point. If you look at the wheat futures, we've sold off quite a bit in that July 14 crop, which is the one in the ground right now. It's gone from $7.50 in the October 20th time frame down to $6.95.5, where we closed at today, quite a bit below the moving averages. And overall, a negative picture. Now, in the month of September, we traded just below $6.90, so we're pretty much at that low price now. It'll be interesting to see if we go make new lows for wheat.
We'll have more market analysis with Justin Lewis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were traders looking at today?
Yesterday afternoon's USDA crop progress and condition report came out as expected. Corn harvest was 84% complete. That was up 11% on the week versus a 79% five-year average. And then soybean harvest was 91% complete. That was up 5% for the week. And then winter wheat, good to excellent category, came in at 65% good to excellent, up 2%. And then here in Oklahoma, we're at 72% good to excellent. And Kansas was 64% good to excellent. So for this point in the growing season, we're doing really well in that regard. Landworth released their weekly crop production numbers this morning. Corn was released at 13.944 billion bushels, up just a touch from last week. They lowered beans about 5 million bushels down to 3.287. And then U.S. weather forecast over the next 2 weeks calls for normal temperatures and normal precip here in the Midwest. And then in South America, Brazil is looking to get mostly normal temps and normal precipitation, while Argentina is increasing their chances of precipitation and calling for normal temperatures. Any rainfall down there is greatly appreciated this time of year as growing season is upon us.
Thanks, Justin. And your phone number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping our closing numbers this afternoon, December live cattle were up 7 cents at 132.75. November feeders were up 20 cents at 164.85. And December lean hogs were down 82 cents at 86.37. In the grain markets, Kansas City December wheat was down 1.25 cents at 7.02 even. Chicago December corn lost 2.5 cents and closed at 4.29 3/4. And November soybeans yesterday were up 0.5 cents at 13.19 3/4. December cotton yesterday gained 9 points and closed at 77.97 cents per pound. That's a look at today's markets. Make it a great day, Oklahoma. I'm Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com.